This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are we going to talk about? Your health and your life. We're going to kick it off with Randall in White Plains, New York. Wrote in an email, says, I'm 37. Oh, Randell, actually 37, and a mother of four kids. They range from age 7 to 15. They're all active in school. I always stay away from the sugary drinks and, of course, the energy drinks as well. What can I give them that will help them have their energy in the heat of the summer? That's pretty simple. Just keep them hydrated. Forget the energy drinks. Definitely stay away from the sugary drinks, only because, obviously, that's not going to do much for them. It's going to raise blood sugar and cause all kinds of issues, like leading toward diabetes, low blood sugar levels, hypoglycemia, and, of course, excessive weight gain is the big issue with it as well. So, you know, I'm a big fan of plenty of water. Now, if kids don't like, if your kids are just get, like, worn out with water, and they're like, Mom, you know, you're killing us over here. If they're saying things like that, then you might want to think about doing some things, adding lemon or fruit to water, orange, not orange juice, but just lightly, you know, orange slices, that sort of thing. Putting lemon water together with stevia is really good. It tastes like lemonade. Very, very good. And, of course, it's healthy. And you can just figure out different ways to get the fluids in there. But a lot of times kids, for the most part, don't have a whole lot going on from a health perspective. And usually if they're getting tired quite a bit, if it's not dehydration in the summertime, you might want to take them to their pediatrician and have them checked out. But for the most part, staying away from the caffeine and the sugar is best, and getting some form, if you want to flavor the water a little bit with something natural, it's fine. But plenty of water, especially if your kids are out and they're active, like you're saying, quite often, that's going to be a good way to go. 888-283-7272, lines are open. With questions about your health, you can go online and send me an email just like that at getwellradio.com. We'd be glad to take it and make it part of the show. Or if you want us to answer it in private, we will be glad to do that as well. Let's go to Terry now. Hi, Terry.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. How can I help?
I'm calling on behalf of my son. I have an 18-year-old son who is now healing, but he was diagnosed with epilepsy at 12. He was treated properly until about 14. And he has frontal lobe epilepsy, so they took him in for another test, and they said that he did not have any neurological problems. So he then went essentially misdiagnosed for almost 3 years, which meant that the epilepsy continued and was pretty chronic. And it had a big impact on his ability to perform in school and to think and just to live a good life. But he's healing now. I got him to the Mayo Clinic, and he's doing better and better every day.
That's great.
Yeah. We're doing everything we can, but I wanted to know, is there anything with his diet, or he's getting a lot of exercise, sleep. Is there anything that we can do to help him continue this healing?
One big thing with epilepsy, and of course there's a lot of unknowns, and the doctors there's research, but then there's just the unknown factors. And from what I have seen, and course, researched, studied, and all that kind of stuff. When it comes to any type of brain chemistry issue at all, if you're dealing with that at any level, you always want to think about from a dietary perspective. I mean, there's certain foods you can include. Like, for example, all the protein-rich foods are extremely important. They're full of choline, which raises acetylcholine in the brain, which is our number one brain chemical. And, of course, when you keep those levels high, then brain chemistry function can stay high, and it can help a host of issues, okay? Well, that comes from all our protein-rich foods, like chicken, fish, red meat, or you know, organic, grass-fed, hormone-free, of course, on all of that. But you know, fish is just a good choice. You always want to keep those high. Now, your starchy carbohydrates and your refined carbohydrates, you want to minimize those. And the refined carbohydrates, really, you want to eliminate them all together if you can. Cutting out gluten for sure. That is one of the big ones. It can be a strong trigger. Was he ever doing, at 18, was he ever doing sweeteners at all? Or was he pretty much, what was his diet like when all this happened?
Well, he never even had a soda until he was about 4. So,
so the early days, he really had a good system going with him, right?
Yeah. You know, tried to, fruits, vegetables, you know, fish, chicken, red meat.
Okay.
And he, you know, he didn't really drink soda. But gluten's interesting. That could potentially, and I've read about that as being a potential problem.
It's a pretty big issue. It really is, more than you would think. And a lot of people get hung up on the celiac part. Well, my kid's not celiac, didn't have celiac disease, so I guess it's okay. But it's more than that. It really is. You can be sensitive to it and not even really know it, and then start having some weird symptoms in other areas. And a lot of times when you remove it, you'll notice a big difference in the way the body reacts and the way it feels. Omega-3 fats are really important, too. But the gluten, a big piece of that is it's not no bread, no pasta for the rest of your life. What you want to do is if you're going to see if that's a trigger or if it's something you want to eliminate, you would usually want to eliminate something like that for about 8 weeks. And then after 8 weeks, gluten is pretty much cleared out of the system. And then it's good to go, if you want to do the pastas or whatever, you can go to more of a gluten-free variety. Udi, U-D-I, is a really good brand. But there are a lot of great gluten-free products out there now. So when you get the craving for pasta or bread, you don't have to completely eliminate it from your life. You can have some, and then, of course, gluten itself is removed from it. So as far as it affecting the body as much, not as bad, okay? So that might be a good way to go. Is he taking any supplements right now?
Not really. And he works out. He's doing martial arts very, you know, almost every other day. And, you know, so he gets a lot of exercise. But he's not taking any particular supplements. And the medicines that he's on,
pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a vitamin B6. You might want to do some research and reading on that. It's a real good one for brain chemistry. Another one, believe it or not, and this really isn't a supplement, it's more of a food, but dark chocolate, 75% or greater, is actually very helpful. And that doesn't mean just eat a bunch of chocolate bars every day. But it is actually helpful. The cocoa in there and some properties that can help dopamine levels, and it's really, really helpful. Another one is phenylalanine, tyrosine, and taurine. Those are all amino acids. And literally, you can just run them by the doctor. They'll probably understand where that's coming from, but do some reading on that. Just go online, look at seizures, look at some of those amino acids, and see how when things get depleted, how it can affect the brain and the body. So just a couple things to think about. Don't forget the omega-3 fats. Those are vital for any type of general health, especially when you're dealing with the brain.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Well, the heat is on in the news. There's also all kinds of business going on about the heat that's coming in summertime. So they're saying that weather now is triggering migraine headaches, especially the mild ones, a new study. And with the heat coming in and the temperature changes, researchers have found, as they tested this, that the temperature change could be a culprit about a fifth of the time. Our study provides evidence. They said that there's a link between perception of temperature sensitivity and the actual temperature itself. So it's interesting how the mind plays a role in this. Dr. Xu Jin Wang at the hospital in Taiwan said in a recent news release, he said, weather more commonly triggered mild headaches than moderate to severe migraines, the study shows. However, when people perceived that the weather was a certain way, the migraines were still strong. About 36 million Americans have migraine headaches, and 6 million of them experience them as debilitating headaches at least 15 days per month. So if you've ever been around someone, or even you, if you have headaches on a regular basis, migraines, it's just completely debilitating. Many of the triggers they say that were a part of the study were the hormonal fluctuations that they looked at, food sensitivities, stress, bright lights, sun glare, and loud sounds. Unusual smells can be a big trigger. Also, changes in wake and sleep patterns, physical exertion, and certain medications. So, several things going on that can be really helpful for migraines. Now, here are all the triggers. What can you do for them? Well, from a natural perspective, there's a couple of things. One, if there are food sensitivities, obviously you want to remove certain foods for a period of time, at least 2 to 4 weeks. And you can really see as the body kind of gets rid of the food and any buildup of that in the system, it's kind of a basic way to say that, then as it kind of leaves the body, you'll notice. If not, you start adding the foods back in. It's called elimination. You can actually notice the triggers will happen again. So a couple of things on that. Another one is for migraines, if they hurt really, really bad over the right eye, you might want to get checked out and see if you don't have some form of an iron deficiency, or you can have a deficiency, or it can be an excess, either one. And simple blood tests can do that. They can check ferritin levels, which will show you the storage tank of the iron. And if it's on the left-hand side, and then this happened to me the other day, I obviously don't talk a lot about myself much here as far as what happens, but what's interesting is, of course, I teach this all the time, right? So you think, do I ever take my own advice, which is kind of funny. But really, this happened the other day, and I was taking some supplements, and there were some new supplements I was trying out, and it was actually from a different company, and working on those, and I was already taking, which I didn't realize, I just didn't think to look at it, but I was taking a supplement that has a natural form of zinc in it. It's like a whole food-based supplement, which is what our brand has. And I was taking one that already had zinc in it. So I was already getting plenty of that. Plus, I eat plenty of proteins and nuts and seeds, all of which have plenty of zinc. Well, this one supplement that I was taking for, I don't know, maybe a week, had excessive amounts of zinc in it. It was one of the key ingredients, and the milligrams were quite high. And I started getting this headache over my left eye. I mean, pounding. I never get headaches, ever. Pounding headache over my left eye. And I went to a friend of mine. Of course, you know, when it's happening to you, all your knowledge, for some reason, tends to go out the window. And I went to a buddy of mine who does a lot of natural-based medicine, and we were talking. And I said, I've got this headache over my left eye, and you know, I know deficiencies and excess can cause it. And he goes, well, you teach about the left eye all the time. What is it? And I said, well, it's zinc. And so we did some looking, some research on that, and I looked in the supplements, and sure enough, so I came off everything, and within two to three days, it was completely gone. It was had a buildup of zinc in the body. And my body was letting me know that, you know, of course, there was an excess. Now, here's the deal. That's not in standard medical literature about that. That comes from more naturopathic-based research. A lot of it was done in Europe, and so it doesn't hold a lot of weight as far as medical studies go. So in traditional medicine, we really wouldn't look at that as anything substantial. But I can tell you that learning about that years ago, just from more of an alternative approach, it's amazing what some of the things they have found throughout the years that aren't technically in the medical literature, but yet still you can see really good results from it. So interesting to say the least. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to, is it Aden? Is that, am I saying that right? Aden?
All right. So, Doug, I've got two questions.
Talk
one
to me.
Is, first I'll start off, like, 5 years ago I got electrocuted with some high tension power lines. I was in ICU for about 2 weeks. After that, several months later, I started getting massive heat cramps. Now I don't do tree work anymore and stuff. I work at Ready Ice.
Okay.
And
okay.
What do you call it? I'm in 60 degree weather and I'm getting heat cramps. And when I get a heat cramp, it's like, it bends me over. It's in like near where my kidney is, but in my back more. It'll bend me over where I'm crying out to God. And the only way it relieves me is, I can drink all the Gatorade I want and hardly anything. But if I drink probably a half a gallon of water in that period, it eventually stops and then, but I'm completely drained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you exhausted in the mornings when you wake up?
I am. Sometimes, but like, I mean, as long as I get a cup of coffee in me or do my, I do like an eye exercise, which is I stretch my eyes, like I open them up as wide as possible. And then when I do that, usually, I'm pretty wide awake. But,
if you're getting a cramping like that and you drink all the water and then the cramping goes away, but you feel exhausted, it sounds like you've got some issues with, adrenal fatigue. And that's pretty common. Your adrenal glands are little glands that sit on top of the kidneys, which is kind of interesting because that's where you feel like some of the cramping is. So I've got a couple of ideas, so we'll talk about that when we come out of this break. So hang tight. Be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsofliberty.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Hey! Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And we're talking with Aiden. Aiden, we were talking just about how you get cramps in kind of your mid-back area, right around where your kidneys are. And we were talking about when you drink about a half gallon of water, it goes away, but you feel really, really tired, really exhausted. And I was talking about adrenal fatigue and the possibility of that. When you wake up in the morning, you say you are tired, but you drink coffee, you feel a lot better, and you're ready to go for the day. Now, do you eat healthy for the most part, or do you skip meals and just kind of eat when you can? Give me a little rundown about kind of your lifestyle overall.
I try to eat about four meals a day, and I try to eat as many vegetables as possible, organic. But just note that one of the reasons why I'm so exhausted after the cramp, because I'll have the cramp for half an hour to an hour, and I'm like exhausted because it feels like I'm in labor.
I understand.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
And then when I wake up in the morning, I'm not exhausted. It's just I'll get tired if I get 10 to 11 hours of sleep. If I get a regular 8 hours of sleep, then I feel halfway decent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you wake up in the morning, though, are you ready to go, or are you kind of groggy for the first couple hours?
Oh, no, I'm ready to go. Within the first 20 minutes, I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, probably could be a little dehydration. Usually, it's a lack of minerals. One is magnesium, and, you know, one way to avoid that, there's the three big ones, calcium, magnesium, and then also potassium.
Right.
And it's more than just eating bananas. I mean, really, you can use those minerals. A lot of time it's good to do that at night before you go to bed. You can do it in a supplement form. Typically, that's helpful for a lot of people. You can get kind of a multi-mineral type supplement. They have the health food stores, and that can be helpful. Your meals, though, that you eat during the day, and you're eating plenty of vegetables, which is great, but you might want to include celery juice if you're going to be working these long days kind of outside or at all and doing just a lot of hard work. I mean, celery juice is the best natural form of sodium that we have, and it can help tremendously in replacing electrolytes way more than, I mean, Gatorade wouldn't even touch what the celery juice can do, and it's pretty concentrated, so it's kind of like drinking a V8 juice, if you will. It's that thick, and of course they use celery juice in the V8s, but yeah, it really can help quite a bit. Sodium, when it gets low in the body, can be a big challenge and can cause some of those symptoms. And have you been to a doctor yet at all and had any testing done recently, like say in the last month?
No, but about a year ago, I got blood work done. He said everything was good. And, I mean, he checked all the spectrum.
Yeah, but that was a year ago, right?
Right. But, I mean, I've had these cramps for, like, the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I realize that. It's just, still, I would go get some more blood work done. Here's why. Because in 3 months, 3 to 4 months, blood work that you get done is invalid. Because the blood cells change every 90 to 120 days. So it would be good just to see that. But the cramping themselves, you know, typically, even though you're eating fruits and vegetables and all that, high dose amounts of the magnesium, the potassium, and also
the calcium.
Well, but here's the thing. Calcium is what we've always taught. But if your vitamin D is low, it's not going to be worth anything. Take calcium all day long. You can take coral. I mean, really, you could drink raw cow's milk even. But if your vitamin D levels are low, it's not going to mean a hill of beans. But do you have bowel movements that are pretty good on a regular basis as far as like every day, twice a day, every other day? How does it work for you?
If I like today, what it called, I had 2. And if I eat a lot of mint, I'll have 3 or 4.
Good. Really?
Yeah.
No, I would look into the minerals on a regular basis, not just hit and miss, and not just taking them when the cramping happens, but on a regular basis, just because, you know, at the end of the day, when you have these kind of cramps, I mean, keeping the fluids intake is going to be important, but you also got to keep your minerals up. And for some reason, if your body just kind of blows through them, uses them for whatever reason, and that's possible, and that could be some of the reasons why that you're kind of dealing with that a little bit. Sodium could be a big culprit, too. That's why the celery juice can be so helpful in a situation like yours. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Randy now. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you today?
Living well, sir. What's happening?
Oh, not a whole lot. Last Monday, I had to take a DOT physical and a pre-employment drug screening, and in the drug screen, the nurse practitioner said that she detected some blood in my urine. That's something I need to be worried about. I haven't followed up with my family doctor yet about it.
Well, it can be a couple things. A lot of could-bes. So the nurse practitioner didn't really say anything. She just said, go see your family doctor?
Yeah, she basically just said they detected blood in the urine and said that it might be caused stress or, you know, she didn't get into a whole lot of detail.
she passed that one off. Well,
yeah.
Here's the deal. First and foremost, it could be everything from, I mean, I'm just telling you what a physician's going to think. It could be everything from a bladder infection to a potential kidney stone to, I mean, bladder cancer. They're going to think all those. But I'm not saying that to freak you out. Usually it's usually nothing. Okay, is there any pain with it?
Yeah.
There is. Okay. Did it come out of nowhere?
What was the question?
Is there pain when you urinate?
No, there's no pain.
Okay. And did it come out of nowhere?
Yeah, because my doctor gave me a physical about 3 months ago and gave me a complete clean bill of health. He did blood work, did urine work, and, you know, he didn't detect nothing about 3 months ago.
What do you do for a living, for work?
Drive a truck.
Yeah. Drink plenty of fluids?
Yeah, I drink probably more sodas than I do water, but you know, I drink my share of fluids during the day because I am out to eat.
How many sodas do you drink a day?
Two, maybe three.
Yeah.
Three being about max.
Yeah, the phosphorus and phosphoric acid that are in those sometimes can be a little bit challenging, and of course, the adage is it can lead possibly to some kidney stones and whatnot. It's tough to say. I mean, that's something your doctor definitely is going to have to get with you on. I'm just letting you know, a lot of times infection's the first thing, kidney stones second. It's got to be a pretty bad case for it to be big C word. So I don't know that I'd worry too much about that, but it's probably something simple. A lot of times, you know, if you do a lot of physical labor, guys that exercise a lot, do heavy weights, heavy weight lifters and whatnot, can have blood in the urine. That, you know, literally just from breaking down of tissue, strain on the kidneys and all that. So there can be a whole host of things. I would get it checked out. It's probably did she tell you, was it like a, on the urinalysis, was it like a 2 plus, 1 plus? Did she mention numbers like that?
No, she didn't say.
Yeah.
She took one of them little strips and put in it. That's the way she detected this.
She just said, okay. Yeah, just go see him. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Just let them run their test and come up with it. You know, a lot of times it's an infection of some kind, and you won't even know it. Like low grade infection, and you wouldn't even know anything was there. They just found it in the UA. So have them take a look at it. It should be pretty easy to get rid of, if it's even anything. Okay. I mean, sometimes you can do a test and have some blood in the urine, and then 2 days later test it and it's gone. So, again, it could be, you know, getting it tested again would be a smart thing to do. Most doctors, when they see it, if there's no major symptoms, they'll wait and they'll test it again there shortly. Sometimes they'll maybe wait a week or something and see if there's still blood, you know, there. And if there is, well, then they can kind of go some different directions with it. But I would get it checked out again just to kind of see what's there. But don't stress. Wouldn't worry too much about it. Just stay on top of it and make sure they're treating it, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. People that live alone, of course, you've probably ever heard this, but they say that those who are married or have companions tend to live longer. Well, loneliness, they're saying now, two new studies actually, saying that living alone or being lonely can raise a person's risk of dying from heart disease or just about any cause. In one study, people with heart disease who lived alone were more likely to die than their counterparts who did not. A second report showed that people aged 60 or older were at an increased risk of functional decline and or death if they felt left out, isolated, or reported a lack of companionship. Both studies were released online June 18th in the Archives of Internal Medicine. Living alone may be a risk factor for a bad outcome, said study author Dr. Deepak Bhatt, who's the director of the Integrated Cardiovascular Intervention Program at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. He said the study only looked at what an increased risk of death during the study's six-year follow-up period, and what's more, loneliness was also associated with functional decline. Taken together, the studies show that social isolation is associated with cardiovascular mortality in people with heart disease. So if you live alone, realize this, that the statistics work against you as far as long life, being disease-free, and really being able to kind of rival those within like a happy relationship at some level who have companionship. It is important. And if you're in a relationship, you know, it's toxic, be careful of that too, because that can also create a decline in your health. So it's about being in healthy relationships. I think that needs to be more of a clarified statement. That really, where you bring out the best of both in someone. And that could be a good friendship too, but the relationships do matter.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change?
See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On call TV at InShipNetwork.com.
phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. And also our wellness provider network, healthcare providers in your area that believe in nutrition and lifestyle-based care, kind of the stuff we teach here on the show, can kind of coach you along the way. You can find our providers at getwellproviders.com. A new survey shows that women in their 50s binge, purge, and diet nearly as often as adolescents. What in the world is going on? And we think men have midlife crises. Eating disorders don't just strike teens, they say. The women, strikingly, are as bad as the adolescents in the age 50 group. They did a study at the University of North Carolina on eating disorders, and they said about 3.5% of women older than 50 reported binge eating within the last month, a percentage that is spot on for the youngster population. 62% of nearly 1,900 women who participated in the internet-based survey study said their weight or shape negatively impacted their life, and they said that's really sad in the study. Experts who were not involved in the research said the study is valuable because it supports earlier work suggesting that eating disorders are a problem across lifespan. Very little work has been conducted, they said, to understand eating pathology in older women who may have unique needs in relation to developing and maintaining a healthy body image and healthy approach to weight regulation. So eating disorders studied at Florida State University, go Noles, by the way, says in an email to the AP, the study was published in the International Journal of Eating Disorders. Sad, but I think that it's not going to get any better with the way everything is laid out in the media and with the way women are viewed in our culture. And take me on a big rant that way, but I think it's putting in our younger generation that you have to look a certain way, be a certain way. It's so media-driven. And with the older women, I think that not 50, like 50 is old, but it's you get into a range where you feel like your beauty that you had in your 20s has left you, and you put so much value in that possibly that you don't think you have anything to offer. When, you know, women are beautiful on the inside, and that's what makes a woman. You know, and that's just a little tip for you ladies, just a little FYI from guys. It's what comes out of you that makes a woman beautiful, not just your hair and how thin you are and, you know, all that sort of thing. It's what comes out of you. So if you want to work on something, work on your character and work on who you are. That is something that time can never take away from you. And that's, you know, wrinkles will never take that out of you. Botox or not to Botox, that won't have anything to do with it. And I think we get too many times we get hung up on that. And it will literally strip you of who you are, make you depressed, and make you feeling less than when definitely should not be feeling that way. Now, again, that's just my opinion. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. We'll go to Jonathan now. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, man. How can I help?
I actually suffer from restless leg syndrome and caught on about 6-7 years ago, and just about the last 2 years, it actually spread to my arms and hands, which I read before could actually happen. And it comes on about 3 times a week, and it gets to the point that I can barely even move my legs. I can barely get out of bed. I can barely get to walk. And if I walk for an extended period of time, I have to sit down because my legs are just throbbing. So I was wondering if you could help me out on that.
Have you been to your doctor? Talk to them about it? Are they giving you any medicine, or have you gone that route?
I have one time, and my doctor did say that an iron deficiency, and I have read that before, could be the problem.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's very possible. Did he need any blood testing to see if that was, I mean, even a possibility?
No, because at the time, it wasn't as bad as it is now. It's just, you know, it seems like it gets worse, and there's certain things that actually triggers it. That's interesting. Like I'll eat sugar and it comes on, then I won't eat sugar, like soft drinks. And it goes on and off, and I'll exercise and I won't exercise. But it, even sometimes I'll cut out sugar and I'll exercise and I'll eat healthy and it will still come on. So I am trying to just think of possible ways to help my legs, because it has spread to my arms and hands about the last year and a half, 2 years. So anything really I've come across or I've heard from people that suffer, because I also have a relative that goes through it, except his comes on mostly at night when he sleeps.
Yeah, that's pretty common. What is your age?
My age?
Yeah.
18.
Okay. Yeah, it could be. Do you do a lot of physical activity? Are you an athlete? Play a lot of sports? Are you active?
Yes, I work out, and I do extreme cardio.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Extreme cardio like what?
Well, I do the same MMA cardio that the MMA trainers fight to, and then I work with various people at my local gym that help me do extreme weightlifting.
Okay. How do you eat before and after your workouts? Give me 30 minutes before a workout and after, what do you do?
Well, 30 minutes, I try, it depends. I try not to eat, because if I do eat, then I can get upset stomach. But I definitely take a pre-workout. I take a pre-workout, whether that be a capsule or an actual liquid form of it. And I usually because I heard like various forms of how to work out before, like run a little bit or not run a little bit. And as far as like just getting my body ready, I just kind of do some jogging, some simple cardio stuff.
Yeah, but what do you eat? What do you eat? You don't eat anything 30 minutes before a workout or 45 minutes? Nothing?
Not. I try not to.
There's in weight training and recovery. I know you're still, I mean, 18's young, man. Your body is really strong right now, and that's a good thing. But it's called bracketing. Usually about 30 to 40 grams of a liquid protein with about a banana would be enough carbohydrates. About 30 minutes before a workout, and then do it within 30 minutes after your workout. Okay, both of those. Critical for the recovery process, okay? One thing to note.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.